Yeah, so that was Zach Willier and Bryce DeLorme. So Zach was from the Sucker Creek First Nation and Bryce from the Buffalo Métis Settlement. And I just want to create an opportunity for youth to be able to get into studios. It is expensive to record music, so not a lot of youth can afford to do that. And we want to create opportunities for those in more isolated communities to get out there and showcase their talents. And that's really the purpose behind the foundation. So we had partnered up with the Calgary Stampede. They were gracious enough to give us some space on their stage. And my music band had backed these young fellows up on the stage to showcase them for 45 minutes. And then we followed up with recording at MCC Studios in Calgary, where they both each recorded, and we showcased their talents recording video. Yeah, so we basically brought them down to Calgary and really gave them an opportunity to showcase their talents. In the future, right now, what we're doing is we're just aiming to line up grants or additional programs that we can provide to youth in isolated communities. So we're just kind of stepping back now, making an action plan for 2024 into 2025, really relying on grants. And I will say grant writing is not my specialty. Take the reins on that and just get that done. But yeah, a lot of cool, exciting stuff is going to happen with the foundation.
Obviously, it's a great way to kind of spotlight people in these more rural communities. And how could someone get involved? And is there an application process? Or they message you personally? What's kind of the way for these youth to get that spotlight?
Well, right now, I am aiming for some ideas for next year. One thing I'm finding is time deficit. So I really am working towards lining up funding for the foundation, because it was, for the most part, self-funded, with the exception of a $1,500 grant this year. So it was all self-funded, and we're going to be working hard to line up the funding so we can actually proactively plan to take on, programming into next year and also 2025. I just don't want to get too far ahead of myself funding everything again for the next year. But as the funding comes in, we're going to line up additional staff and people that are going to help out grow the foundation. And then the best thing would be to check out the website, www.sterlingjohnfoundation.com, and we'll have updates on there.
What do you have coming up? My last question here. What do you have coming up for Christmas? Do you have plans to do some more Christmas-related tunes, or get a chance to do some shows over the holiday season, or are you just gonna take this time to hang out with your family?
Well, I'm gonna be performing in Ontario at the GMA Awards, and that's gonna be in late November. As for now, we're just really planning ahead for the next year. I don't have any Christmas songs coming out this year, but yeah, just stay tuned for new events upcoming in the new year.